Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Antics. You are here this afternoon with my beautiful co-host, DC Love, and our wonderful guest host that we have been having on for quite a few weeks now, our friend Ryan. Hi, DC. Hi, Ryan. How are you both today?
Hello, Eileen. It's so good to be here again.
Wonderful for me,
too.
Ryan,
how
are you today? Oh, I thought Ryan was out there in Never Never Land. Well, that's okay. He'll come on in when he can. No worries. Anyway, I want to thank you all for coming today. We are thrilled to have you here. We have had just some crazy energies going on this last few weeks, and I'm not expecting anything to change anytime soon. So just know you're in for a little bit of a wild ride, and instead of stressing on it, just enjoy it. Realize that everything's meant to be for a reason, and it's all good. It's all good. Look for the positive in things. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not always a train. How have you been doing this, DC? How's it been for you?
Well, you know what? I, too, have experienced, like, the roller coaster effect of the energy, the ups and the downs. So
right.
I have my seatbelt on, really, for those downs, Eileen. But I'm just going with the flow. And you know what? With that being said, the angels came in, and they gave me a little message to deliver tonight. If that's okay, I'd like to read it to everybody.
Oh, wonderful. Let's hear it.
All right, well, here's how it goes. Beloved ones, we, your angels, have heard your prayers and encourage you to be open to receiving all the good that is coming your way. It may appear in the form of opportunities, ideas, or even a fresh new start. Follow your own instincts and intuition, as they will always lead you in the right direction. Everything that you need will be revealed in the divine right time. Look for signs that we are sending, as well as synchronicities, which are creation in action. Give us any fear or doubts that you are having. Sing a song of joy, as difficult times are now behind you. Continue to resonate with the happiness within, and share your heartfelt love with others. As you invite others into your heart space, notice the overflowing love that permeates every fiber of your being. Helping others to be happy connects you to your joy as well. Trust that your future is safe in our hands. You, beloved ones, are the masters of your lives. What you put out to the universe, you attract. Your beliefs create your reality. Give thanks now for all your blessings, and please believe in yourself. You are one with Source. Become your true, authentic self, and become an inspiration to others. Start today and watch as your dreams become reality. Allow your visions to manifest. This is the start of a brand new day. As the sun rises, allow it to awaken the longings of your soul. It is now time to let go of anything that has been holding you back. Dare to dream your dreams. We, your angels, will accompany you every step of the way. Watch and listen as the birds sing, and as the sounds they make bounce off the trees, in their melodious songs embrace the dawn of a brand new day. Beloveds, we love you, your angelic team. And, of course, that was a message I got this morning, so it is not morning here, but it was still meant to be shared.
Hello, I'm
wonderful.
Here.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on, Ryan. I don't know why it didn't come before.
I had an earpiece on. I heard, and I was talking to you guys when you introduced me, and I heard, well, he's off in Never Never Land, but I was on, so I ripped my earpiece off. I put it on speakerphone, so now you guys can hear me.
Well, we are so glad that you're here with
What's that?
Those are often the antics that get carried on here, hence why we started calling it Angel Antics, because you just never knew what was going to happen.
Well, yeah, well, I just upgraded my iPhone. It's a little goofy right now. I got this stupid earpiece, and it wasn't working, and I apologize for that, because when you introduced me, I said, hi, hello, how are you? And you're like, hello, hello. Well, off to Never Never Land. I'm like, oh, my God.
I thought maybe I had to push the button properly.
Ryan, you know what? You're a beautiful guest, and the angels wanted to have a little fun with you. So it's all good.
I guess so.
Ryan.
All right.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Ryan, why don't you introduce yourself real quickly to the guests? We do have quite a full board here right now. So just a little quick intro, say hello, and just give them a sentence or two about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Ryan the Dragon. I'm an energy healer, teacher, coach, and consultant. I'm also a Ghostbuster. So what I do is I channel the higher spirit realms, the higher vibrational spirit realms, and I help people heal themselves. And I read people's energy fields, most importantly, all their chakras, and I help people get rid of their negative energies or entities around their bodies to help them move forward and become whole with themselves. Thank you.
Good. I hear you do some ghost busting. I used to do paranormal investigation, but it kind of got, you know, it conflicts with sometimes the messages, and I didn't want that anything to harbor the messages I was giving to others. So I stepped down from doing that by the suggestion of some other spiritualists that I work with. So it is fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and truth be told, really quick, just for a 20-second nutshell, you know, ghosts. The subject of ghosts is kind of a taboo. It's not a lot of people like to talk about that stuff, but they are out there, and to be able to clear that heavy dark atmosphere or that coldness around yourself, around your property, is important if it bothers you. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, actually, that was my first calling, was that spirits were always flying around me, and I was seeing them. And it's one of those things, when I was 2 and 3 years old, I would tell my mom that, you know, there was people in my room. There was people on, around the edges of my room. There were shadow swamps. And she said, oh, ignore them. They'll go away. And they never did.
You know what? I'd like to share a little something as well. When I was small, I would tell my parents about all the relatives who had passed away before I was born. I got a glimpse into like how each one of them had passed.
Right.
And they just, they were amazed. Like,
funny.
How did you know this? I was telling them, I'm like 5 and 6, and telling them, you know, Uncle so-and-so died this way. Aunt so-and-so, she did this, and this is how she passed. So I had, you know, I had that gift from an early, you know, like little child, remembering relatives that I never met, which is, you know, kind of cool. And they just looked at me like they didn't understand, you know.
Like I was telling my mom about different experiences before I came into this body, into this earth. And she'd look at me and go, how could you know that? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I was like 3 years old. I don't know how I knew stuff. I just knew stuff.
And you know what the funny thing is here, ladies, is that back in the day, back in the 1940s, 1950s, I think the parents knew what was going on, but it was such a taboo to talk about it back then. They're like, hush, hush. We don't want to talk about this. We acknowledge it. We understand it, but that's not for you to know right now, because they were just as scared as we are today. It hasn't really changed.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Just,
exactly.
You know what?
My mom absolutely knew that there were spirits all around. Absolutely knew there were spirits all around, because she saw them too. Her idea was, well, just pretend they're not there. That's how she dealt with it, was she just pretended they weren't there. But she saw them too, and so did my father. My father actually used to talk about them, but my mother, she pretended they were
really
there. Just ignored them. Oh, yeah. She knew they were there. Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. It runs in my family. So I'm not the only one like this in my family. All of my sisters are absolute sensitives, intuitives, channels. They're all channels. They've all channeled somebody at some point in their life. And so they just don't work with it. They choose to do other things in their lives, and I work with it. So, anyway, we do have a full board. So I think we've shared enough of our crazy energies and what creates our antics around here. I do have quite a few callers, so let's jump in and take our first caller. And that caller is going to be from the 916 area code. 916, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, this is Nancy from California. Hello.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome. Welcome.
Well,
now, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in enrolling in some new courses this year, and I was curious. I have three in mind. Do you see me taking some courses, maybe even traveling to take them?
All right. Let's see what we've got for you. DC?
Yes. Good evening, Nancy. I'm in Pennsylvania, so where I am this evening. And I'm getting there's going to be major changes going on for you, and you're going to make decisions, and, of course, it could be to take classes. And in doing so, you're going to discover your real life's purpose. So get ready for this major change, okay, and just release and allow the flow of energy to come to you. And I'm getting the more, you know, the more that you appreciate in your life, the better it's becoming. But I am getting, like, major changes are coming for you.
Okay.
And I'm seeing up in the heavens, like I see this beautiful star, and it's just shining upon you. Okay, so really take advantage of this beautiful time. This is going to be an amazing time for you. And I'm also getting this is a time that you're going to really connect with your psychic abilities. I don't know if you've been using them, but there's going to be a lot of insight coming your way. And you're going to connect with that beautiful insight, and you have so much knowledge that came from, you know, past lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, if you are aware of that, but you have so much to share with so many others.
Wow.
And
no,
you're like this
funny.
Beautiful butterfly, honey. You've been transforming, Nancy. You're like a beautiful butterfly. And everyone's seeing the amazing changes that are going on with you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so you can achieve whatever it is that you are wanting. It's up to you. And you've just got to honor your beautiful, you know, that beautiful energy. And I'm getting, you know, of course, there's a little bit of detoxifying that's going to be necessary.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if it's a physical, you know, process that needs to be taken. Are you eating, like, properly?
Am I eating what?
Properly. Are you eating, like, a healthy diet?
Sort of. Sort of.
Wait, are you overindulging, like, maybe in, like, food and maybe caffeine and different things?
Yes.
Because your body does feel, like, a little bit heavy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting you should probably try to drink a little bit more water as well. And there may be
that
some negative people, Nancy. Yes, there's some negative people around you, too, that, you know, that maybe you should, you know, just try to get yourself away from them right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and what I'm seeing now is, like, your chakras, you know, they're the little energy centers in our body. Yours are out of balance a little bit, okay? So we're just dealing with the seven main chakras here. And when they're out of balance, they could, you know, they can create a myriad of symptoms. There could be fear, there could be confusion, there could be headaches, there could be sadness. The list can go on and on, okay? So make sure that you take time for Nancy. Make yourself a priority, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you've got to get yourself a little bit back into balance. And, you know, the time that you spend with you is the most important time you're going to have anyway. So you've got to, you know, make Nancy a priority, get everything in line, get focused. And there's a little bit of a balance needed as well, Nancy, between give and take, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are giving me a piece of rose quartz to give to you, and rose quartz will help in this process, okay? So please be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And just use positive visions, positive words, and you're going to see that you're creating the life that you truly desire. Because when we stay in that positive state, our body vibrates at a certain frequency, okay, as do our words, okay? So the angels are asking that you stay focused, you stay positive, and just think about your desires. if you find that you're, you know, you're slipping a little bit, maybe like in a negative thought pattern, just, you know, start over again and just remind yourself, okay? And above all, please do not be so hard on yourself. The angels are reaching out at this time. They're giving you this big, beautiful hug, Nancy, okay? They're asking you to smile and laugh and do something fun, okay? And that's what they have for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much, DC. Ryan, are you ready?
Yes,
do you have anything
I am.
For Nancy?
Oh, yes, I do. Hi, Nancy. How you going? How you
fine.
Doing?
I'm doing fine, Ryan.
No, you should be doing fan-damn-tabulous because you're a beautiful soul. Those big eyes of yours, your curiosity and everything. I have to tell you that DC nailed it. Your chakras are a little out of balance, but don't worry, that's not earth shattering. And the only chakras I'm picking up out of balance are your sacral chakra bleeding up to your solar plex chakra, so your second and third chakra, and your third eye a little bit, but there's a reason for that, and I'll explain that in a second. I'm picking up some slight heartburn and some slight indigestion, and that's because you're resisting your intuition. You're resisting, and that comes from between your second and third chakras. Are you a fan of reading books by chance?
Yes.
Okay. Your guys and your angels want you to pick up a book called, and there's a popular author out there called Linda Howe on how to read your Akashic records.
I've already read that, and I've taken courses in that and the whole thing, yes.
Okay, so this isn't news to you. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. Your sixth chakra, I have a lot of heat between my eyes right now, which means that you're kind of blocking and resisting yourself, and you need to relax and set aside your belief systems from when you were raised, and just say just like a snake sheds its skin and becomes anew. That's what you need to do, okay? So, dive deep into those Akashic records, and once you understand all your past lives, then you can begin to read for other. And that's not news to you. I'm not telling you anything new here, so I'm a little embarrassed by that. to be honest with you. When you started talking, I was just jotting notes down, and my spirit team told me Akashic Records, and so that's why I mentioned that. So I'm glad you're doing that. You're running a spiritually tight ship. You know what you're doing. Just try to, like a snake, shed the skin. Drop your shoulders, because I have a little bit of tension behind my neck here. My muscles are tight for whatever reason. So stop blocking yourself, relax, and just say, I don't really care what anybody thinks of me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you excel at that, and you're going to do really good with that, Nancy, okay?
That's what I've been thinking about.
and here's a beautiful thought about thinking. All thoughts are energy forms, okay? And when you think about a thought, it eventually becomes so powerful it manifests into something physical. We are master manifestors on this 3D Earth realm called, on this 3D frequency called Earth. You are so powerful with your thoughts. You continue to think about them and they will manifest. So you're on the right track. You're on the right path. And I'm scanning the rest of your chakras. I'm not, and DC was right. Some of them are out of balance, but it's not earth shattering. It's nothing that can't be corrected, you know. So just do a lot of meditating, go out there and hug that big oak tree ground yourself, take some Epsom salt baths. You're on the right track, DC. You're on the right track, Nancy, and I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. It does. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Oh. And with that, I'll hand it over to Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Thank you, Ronnie. Hi, Nancy. It's beautiful here in California today, isn't it? I got out and went for a walk myself.
It's spring again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, what I have for you, I did ask yesterday, I can ask yes or no questions, so I did ask, and it says, yes, you should take another class that's, when it aligns for you. But with that said, there's some other things going on, and just about everything I get just like kind of keeps circling back to the same thing. And so what I need to say is there has been actually some events that have been moving at a pretty fast pace. And what I'm seeing is there's actually more going on than really, than what meets the eye that you're really seeing. So your plans may need to be a little bit of revision, but because there is so many things happening at once. But know this, you are absolutely coming into your own. It is really time for you to continue to move forward. And don't be unwilling to make a decision, because that's a decision in itself. You really are not at a stalemate. But because there is a decision that needs to be made with all these things going on, don't pretend there isn't a problem. It's not necessarily a real problem. It's just, these plans that have kind of been going on it's just like too much going on. So you need to really settle down, take a step back, and decide finitely which way you want to go. Because at this point, you are kind of at the end of one cycle, and you're being called upon by your angels to move into the next phase. They're there to comfort you and guide you all the way into all your next step. And this is going to be a great place of happiness. Now, one of the ways to do this is something that DC alluded to. She asked if you were, eating right, taking care of yourself. You really need to take a little bit better care of yourself, align yourself with your body's benefits. When you do that, everyone around you will benefit. You will align better with spirit. Messages will come in. Those in this call that saw blockages in your chakras, actually, by aligning yourself with better benefits of health and eating right, a little bit of exercise, doesn't mean to go crazy on everything, that you have to really be strict with yourself. It's a matter of balance. Do a little bit of balance in each and everything. Give yourself a nice relaxing treatment, like taking a bath or something like that. Definitely, you need to get out on a regular, ongoing basis to find time to get into nature, get into meditation, sit down and really figure out what your desires are. Like I said, with all these other things going on up above here, that it's time for you to come into this, but you've got to take the time to find out what it is that you want. And you do that by meditating and setting intentions, and ask the angels to help you gain positive perspective on what you want to do, on what that next step of your life purpose is. And remember, just because this is this step in your life purpose doesn't mean it's your final or that it won't change. You very well could change in 5 years. It's just your step for now. Because everything really has fallen into place. So be gracious. Go with the flow with ease and grace. Know that everything really is unfolding perfectly. Let go of the shore and get on that nice little easygoing sailboat and go with the flow. Enjoy the ride, because it really is time. You carry that energy. It really is time for you to move forward. Again, I can't say more than to tell you to be in that gratitude, because that will help pull you forward. It really is best to, you know, ride the boat in the right, in the flowing direction, because if you're trying to fight your way upstream, it's going to be a little bit difficult. So just know that, you know, you just need to forget. Yeah, this is about your journey. So another thing I want you to do is when you take a shower or something like that, if you can't get by a river or a stream or get out in really in nature to go with the flow, stand in the shower and imagine yourself going with the flow as the water flows over you. So that would be the exercise I would give you to do for yourself. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Just to let you know, last night I had a lucid dream. Yeah, I had a lucid dream last night that I met my guide. It was a male guide, but we actually made an appointment to meet up every Friday in my dream time and get more information. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, so you are taking the time to do these things. So try that water flow activity that I gave you and see if that generates more more activity for you in spirituality. And then give it a call back sometime and let us know how it worked.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Yeah, it was wonderful advice, and thank you. God bless.
Oh, you're welcome. Angel blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 415 area code. 415, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I am on, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I'm reading about just things happening, like my energy levels, spiritual growth, and especially growing towards a new career.
All right. Let's see what they have. Well, let's see what messages they want to give you. DC?
Great.
Yes. Hello, Catherine. This is DC. The first thing that I'm getting, it's really to let go of any kind of self-limiting beliefs that you have, okay? Because we don't want those beliefs to become your reality. You've got to let go of any kind of negative self-limiting beliefs, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to help you to move forward, okay? I'm also getting, you know, talking to others that are like-minded, you know, other spiritual people will really help you to go forward. So I don't know if you've, you know, joined any groups or, you know, just got the opportunity, like, to talk to others. It's going to help you on your spiritual journey.
Yeah, I haven't found that group yet.
Okay, well, just, you know, there's so many groups out there. Just keep looking and you will find that group, but you're also, you know, being asked to make sure that you stay true to yourself, your own person, okay? Now, what was the question that you had? Was it in regard to work?
Yeah, I haven't found things I want to apply for, or I haven't met the people yet in that could lead me to a new job.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting, you've got to stay a little bit more grounded, and you've got to focus on, you know, the career that you want. And I do see helpful people coming in and helping you, okay?
And
so
how do I get that?
What do you mean?
You've
just got to envision what you're wanting. You've got to, you know, maybe like look through different jobs, the descriptions, and see what really resonates with you. And send out to the universe, okay?
Yeah, I've done that for the past year. I've been looking at job descriptions and job listings.
Well, everything is going to happen during the divine timing that's right for you. And I'm getting, you know, maybe there's going to be a job, and it has to do with your creativity as well as your work history. There's going to be opportunities coming your way. I'm getting the word success around you. Catherine, you are very talented, and you're going to be able to use that talent. I'm also getting, I don't know if you would consider working with children, but the angels feel like this would be an ideal position for you. Okay, and that's what I'm getting.
That's what I would like. Yeah, I would like children, combination of children and creativity.
Right. So have you taken any, like, creative classes in the interim? Something that really resonates with you? Okay, so if you find a class that you would like and you focus on that class, It's going to help you to open those untapped resources that are within. Your energy is going to be open and free, and it's going to go into every, you know, every aspect of your life, Catherine.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm getting, because you're not like, you know, you're not that creativity, it's sort of creating a block for you right now. You've got to relax, maybe meditate, do something physical, you know, and this will help to also to open up that block that you're having. Okay, and every day, just love yourself. You know, affirm, I love myself, and I accept myself now, in this moment, just as I am. So nothing has to change in that respect. You love yourself, you know, fully, okay? And, of course, when you work from your heart, the money that you're looking for is going to flow to you very easily, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to be true. You've got to be honest with yourself. Follow your instincts, and it will lead you to that perfect job. And in the interim, please be a little self-indulgent. Do something nice just for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The angels are saying,
yeah, I just took a – yeah, I took a vacation. I just took a vacation for myself.
Well, that, you know, that's wonderful. That's one of the things that the angels would say, you know, Catherine, that's great. It's going to help you. So please don't worry as much as you're worrying. There's no need to worry.
Yeah.
Okay? And remember, when you think positively, you're going to have the outcome that you so desire. And the angels are saying, Catherine, it's your time to shine, okay? Think about what you want. Think positive and send out those beautiful vibes to the universe, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan. God bless you, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was wonderful. Ryan, what do you have for Catherine?
Hey, Catherine, how's it going?
Hi. My phone might die, so if I cut off, just please keep talking. It would be great, and I'll listen on the archive. So all of a sudden, I'm with you, but I'm out walking right now. I'm out, like she said, I'm out exercising, so...
Okay.
But I'm here.
Let's keep trying. You can listen to it to the archives when you get back from about a couple hours after the show's over. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Wonderful. I'll cut you a deal, Catherine. I'll talk really fast here. I'm reading your details here. First thing, I need you to drop your shoulders and relax, okay? Because your shoulders are very tense. I'm reading your energy fields right now. And you're so bunched up, from a spiritual growth standpoint, you're very hesitant and you're not speaking your truth. So your fifth chakra, your throat chakra is a little blocked. It's a little clogged up, but that's not earth shattering. You can fix that. Okay. I'll go on to, I'm going to work my way up to your sixth chakra, your third eye.
Great.
Your guides and your angels are pushing you to explore your mediumship abilities. Okay.
Oh.
Which you're blocking. You're not blocked. It's not.
No.
It's not from the lack of trying. But what did you just say? Ooh, sah.
I said.
just let it ebb and flow, okay, Catherine? Don't try too hard. So let me move on before you get cut off here. From the work standpoint, you need to be in love with what you're doing, and this just builds upon what DC Love is telling you. When you fall in love with something you're doing, work no longer becomes work; it becomes a pleasure and a passion. So, follow your intuition. Follow your heart chakra. Okay, that's the healing part that you need, because you're like, okay, well, I don't know what to do now because you know, this, that, and the other thing, and you have to give yourself to the universe and let go and relax and say, all will be well. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes. What do you mean by not speaking my truth means what? How do I not speak my truth?
Well, that's kind of a harsh, I apologize for the minced words there. That's kind of a harsh way to put it. Well, what it's meaning is that you're hesitant. When you want to say something, you kind of sugarcoat it, and you're kind of like, you don't have a tendency to call a spade a spade. So just work on being who you truly are. And when you're being who you truly are, which is speaking your truth. So for example, you go, just real quick. You go to the car dealership, okay? And you're interested in buying it. Just for sake of example, you're interested in buying a truck, right? And you like two trucks. But you really want a red truck, but all they got is a blue truck. You're like, okay, well, fine. I need a truck. I'm going to take the blue truck. But that's not what you really want. You want the red truck.
Yeah, it's been changing. Definitely, that's my past, but I'm changing that. So, yeah.
So, well, there you go. So,
yeah.
Once you begin to call a spade, okay? Catherine, I think you're going to pick that up really quickly here now. And it might not hurt you to, I'm going to throw this out here from a past life experience. Okay. It might not hurt for you to check out Ho'oponopono from Dr. Han Liu. Okay.
Oh yeah. Forgive, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not foreign to you. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, okay. All right. I apologize for that.
It's a good reminder. It's a good reminder to keep practicing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I'm not the best at that either. I haven't practiced it in a couple of weeks either, so I'm my bad too. So yeah. but it's important to get to reset yourself to zero.
Yeah.
And get yourself
right.
And get yourself closer to the divinity. And not be so hesitant, and I like DC was saying earlier, when it comes to on a day to day basis here, just when you speak your truth and you know what you want in your heart's desire, fall in love with what you want to do, and the universe will provide for you. It really will, because you're like
great.
The clock spins so fast. The day is over. I'm like, oh, that was fun. Okay, now I get to go home, relax on the lazy boy, and watch some TV. Well, that's how that works. So I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much for your time. And
look
at
all that. Thank you, Ryan. All right, what I have for you, Catherine, is you've actually got some relationships that are going to be developing into some new levels. And really, you just need to trust yourself. And, you know, care for yourself and others. Make sure that there's a good balance in those relationships is what I'm hearing, is to really balance it. If you do that, it really is going to bring you to a place of peace and contentment in those relationships. But, just like I said, just take your time and care for yourself and others and keep that balance going for yourself. I also see that you are to work with children, but I don't really see a job in your imminent future. I asked and I didn't get a yes. And I asked if maybe you should take classes to have to do with children, and I did not get a yes on that one either. But what I did ask is, should you be working with children? And I definitely got a yes on that. And then I asked, in what capacity? So you were wondering how to get a job working with children, and this is how it happens. You go and volunteer. You're not working right now. You got plenty of time to volunteer. Go give of yourself. Choose a place that you would like to work and go and volunteer. If it's at a school district, go and volunteer in a classroom 1 hour a week helping students read. Be a mentor. Work. Find that place. Like you were saying, where am I supposed to meet these people that could give me a job? Well, there you go. You go and you volunteer. If you want to work with youth, volunteer in a youth program somewhere. There's many of them out there. You can do it in the school district. You could do after-school programs at the Boys and Girls Club or the after-school programs at schools. You can go to, if you're involved in a church or spiritual area, they often have breakaway classes for children. Just go and be a person in the classroom. You don't have to be the teacher. Be a person in the classroom. Volunteer for scouts, boys or girls. Volunteer for campfire girls. There is just so much out there. Volunteer at a children's hospital, even if it's just being a peep lady, showing people where the rooms are so that they can find their loved ones, whatever capacity. But find where it is that you think you might like to work, and then go and volunteer. A lot of times, many times, especially at school districts, the people that were volunteer, they mentioned to the people they're volunteering for that, gee, someday I hope to get to work here for a real job. And when openings come up, you are there, you know about them, you're the first person to apply for them, sometimes before they open up to the public. So that's how you create the opportunity for yourself. It is not about meeting someone else that will give you a job. It is about putting yourself in the right place at the right time, at the right moment, when that job opens up. And then when that door opens, it's time to walk through it. Now for yourself, things are really moving ahead for you. And so don't take this, what I'm saying as it's stopping you from getting a job, but just know that this is going to keep you moving forward. This is going to keep you charging forward. It's going to bring you to the desired outcome that you really want. You have to have the patience and faith that you are doing the right thing to move yourself forward, to put yourself in the space of where you want to be. That's how we align ourselves with the universe, is we have to put things into motion. We can't just look at things, that looks like a good job, and then we never apply for it. Can't really get a job if you don't apply for it. Like you were saying, you don't know how to find a place to put yourself in. Well, with children, it's very easy because there is so much need. There is always a volunteer opportunity somewhere that will open the door to a real job in the future. And that's the message I have for you, Catherine. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, thanks. And great. I'm at 1%. So it all worked out. Thanks. I heard the whole thing.
Beautiful, Catherine. It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, exactly.
Walk a little extra for all three of us as we sit here on the show,
yes.
All right? Love you.
All right.
All right.
It's beautiful here in
bye-bye.
California. Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I was pretty sure she was another California gal since I knew the area code that she called in from is actually just south of me by about an hour and a half, maybe an hour. All right, now my next caller is from the 630 area code. Hi, 630, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Lisa, welcome to the show. Yes. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you see me, with just a couple things like retiring and moving soon? Or like, do you think I'll be still working a while, part-time? I just wonder what you see in this, next year for me.
All right. Well, I think what we'll just kind of set the attention on is what do we see for work for Lisa in the future? And just let them tell us what they want.
Hello,
I'm
Lisa.
Sorry,
this is Lisa.
Do you have anything for Lisa?
I do. Hello, Lisa. This is
DC. Excuse me a second. I actually want to ask more there's a lot going on in my life. So it's like, it's kind of like, what do you see in general? Like, I don't know if it's too general to say that, socially, if I'm going to move, if I'll completely retire.
Lisa, I got a maybe to your questions, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to, relax a little bit more. let go of the stress that you have in regard to the situation. And when the angels are dealing with the situation, they always remind us to come from a place of love with no judgment, okay? And you've got to remember
it's
that.
Not, but it's not, the thing is I'm not used to this. It's not a bad situation. It's like, it's actually good.
No, it doesn't
good.
Have to be bad, but you know what? You've just got to, you know, come from a place of love with it. And you've got to remember, the angels are saying, Lisa, you are a very powerful, unlimited source of energy. And it's all about love, no matter what issue you are, you know, thinking about, okay? So that's the first
but
thing
how,
that they wanted to say.
Yeah, but how was
okay,
that?
Well, you know what,
will I make
getting,
a decision?
Well, you've got to be a little bit more grounded. You will, you're going to be able to make a decision, huh? But you've got to be a little bit more grounded, okay? And this is a time to let go of the old. You know, you have a lot of nervous energy, and it's very unsettling. This is a time to follow your dreams. And the situation that you find impossible is going to turn into a beautiful possible situation for you, okay? But you've got to get rid of that anxiety that's within you, Lisa, okay?
Okay, because,
you're
like, I get overwhelmed. Right now, I'm not anxious at all. I meditate. I'm usually very relaxed. But everything's happening at once now.
Okay, and that's when you get, like, anxious and emotional. You've got to be careful with that, okay? You've got to be able to control your emotions. And you know, when you listen to what your emotions are telling you, they do tell you everything that you need to know, okay? So just try to stay a little bit more centered and focus on what you really want. The angels want to give you a beautiful affirmation. Every day, in every way, my life gets better and better. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm so
it
getting,
is good.
You know, like,
it's really good. But do you see me, like, retiring completely or
yeah, I got
do you
a,
see me,
like for now, that
more?
Question was already answered, hon. I got a maybe. Okay? Because you've got to focus on the solution, not the – you're seeing it – like, your higher self even, you're seeing it as a problem. It's not a problem.
I'm not
okay?
seeing it as a problem, really. I'm not. It's just that –
showing
I don't think I want. I don't think I want to retire completely, but I don't know. Like I'm kind of just grappling with
so you
it.
Got it. You
like
got
I
it.
Like actually, I think I won't retire. Like I don't think I will for another two
you
or three
really
years
ask,
completely.
It's going to make you really happy, okay? It, you know, will retiring make you happy, or will working, you know, a little bit longer make you happy? You've got the answer within, and that's you're going to be the person that really answers that question, Lisa. Okay.
And the question
about
the
retiring
move.
Or you know or working. It's going to be up to you, hon. Okay. Like I said, like right now, you're not grounded enough. You've got to get like a little bit more grounded, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, in regard to what you're feeling, I'm sort of getting, you know, like there's energy around you, and you're sort of like I see all these like cords coming from all directions, and these cords have to be cut. So we're going to call an Archangel Michael. And he's going to help with that to cut those cords, hon, okay?
What kind of cords do you mean?
Energetic cords, you know? And when these energetic cords are around us, we're influenced by, you know, external. It could be people. It could be, you know, circumstances, okay? You're picking up emotions from others. And, you know, you are a little bit empathic. And if it's used in the right way, it's fine, you know? But right now, it's not, like, it's sort of like affecting you a little bit negative, okay? So you've got to cut the cords to those in your life, you know, that do not need to be corded to you. In other words, if you had a little child and you're a mom, that's a good cord. But if you have someone like a spouse, a friend, an aunt, an uncle, I mean, and they're just like, you know, always like asking you to do this, do that, or giving
toxic,
their opinion all over the
toxic,
place,
toxic.
That's negative. That's like a negative flow of energy, okay? And the
you
angels
know,
are saying, Lisa,
true.
Do not let others make for you, okay?
Yeah because I
have
that
I
experience.
I'm going to go over to Eileen and Brian, Lisa. Thank you.
Okay.
Ryan, what do you have for Lisa?
Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Well, yeah, it's going well. I mean, I understand what she's saying. It's like tonight I'm a little nervous. It's like sometimes I get a little nervous, but I'm actually pretty relaxed most of the time. It's just that, like, I feel like I'm making these big decisions this year, you know, and I really hope to make the right ones, and sometimes I'm a little nervous about it.
Give me 4 to 5 seconds here to read your energy field, okay, Lisa?
Oh, okay.
A little bit different spin on this. Okay.
I mean, I think I do know, like, the answer to most things, but I'm scared that I might not know it. You know what I mean?
So all 7 of your chakras are kind of none of them are balanced. They're not spinning appropriately. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up my spirit team is they give me the word swirling energies. And don't take this the wrong way, okay? Because my spirit team calls a spade, and that's not news to anybody here. But you're kind of a worrywart, so don't take that the wrong way.
Oh, my God. No, I don't take it the other way. I am totally a worrywart. I have generalized anxiety disorder.
Well, let me help you out with that. I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here. I know you're a worrywart, but I need you to loosen up your jaw muscles because your jaw muscles are uptight.
Yeah.
And I need you to you get a lot of forehead headaches.
I don't know.
DC,
not really.
I have
neck. I have neck pain. You know what I mean? Like at the top of my neck,
I carry. It transmits from the back of your neck to the front of your neck. I shouldn't say a lot. That's a quantitative data measurement.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I shouldn't say a lot, because a lot can mean different thing to a lot of people. Not to say a double pun there, but the worry worked in you. It congregates in the back of your neck, and it kind of travels to the front of your head. And it's not like you get them every day, but you do get headaches from time to time. But DC's right. If you have any tall oak trees in your backyard or in your front yard, go out there and hug the tree. And that's important for you to take your Epsom salt baths as well. And when you're taking a shower, Lisa, please imagine when that shower head is raining down on you, imagine that water as being the most benevolent, highest white light of the universe raining down on you. That'll help ground you and clear you as well. And they also want you to work on boundary issues.
Definitely have issues. People try to take advantage of me, and it's like I can smell the toxicity now. It's crazy. Like, I used to not know it, but now I can take it. Now I know it right away, and I'm not taking the crap from people. I keep to myself more. But I've noticed how people, like, when my energy is now where I know what's going on, I noticed that, like, a lot of the people that were in my life, even a little, very jealous and very selfish and very jealous of me, because, like, I'm gorgeous. And I'm not only gorgeous on the outside, but in the inside, too. And I think some people are very jealous of that.
Well, and like the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So you set up your fences, you set up that fence around you, and if someone wants to talk smack, you just say, whatever, dude, I don't really care what you're saying about me. It just doesn't affect me. It's like going through a divorce or whatever, and or some sort of a relationship issue that you're not a fan of, to say, whatever. I really don't care.
Care. That's what I do all the time now. I'm like, get out of my life. I have like nothing to do with you. You're crazy. Like, I tell people right to their face, this is people I'm close to, that I have close contact to. It's not everyday occurrences. And like, it's like I feel different, because it's like I never did.
And this goes to your throat chakra, okay? Which is your communications and just being who Lisa truly is, and just speaking your truth, because that's what matters. I mean, you're number one in your life. No one's going to take care of you but you. And
do you think I'm taking
line.
Care of myself now?
You are, but
you know what? Really, we got to stay focused on one question per guest. We cannot, you know, keep answering six or seven questions. So focus on whether she should retire or not, because that was her question.
Well, no, I mean, I'd rather he's talking about what he is. It's helping me. I'm not worried about the retirement. I shouldn't have asked it. I mean, he's going into things that are helping me.
With all due respect, Lisa, I'm abiding by the rules and regulations of the radio show.
Okay.
So with that, without pass, thank you.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Lisa,
all right.
But I
well,
have
thank
a little
you.
Bit for you. Lisa, I have a little bit more for you. This is Eileen.
Okay.
And what I have for you, I asked your specific questions that you came on and asked, and the answer is no, you should not retire in the next year. No, you should not retire in the next year and a half. Yes, you should retire in approximately 2 years. And what
okay.
I've seen is that there has been a lot of work, and life, as Ryan said, has been a little bit out of balance, and it has caused some, you know, a little bit of stress for you. And so really what you're being asked to do is accept help from others. And part of accepting this help from others is also going to be part of your transition into, you know, kind of teaching them not necessarily what you do, but how you do it. Because you are very creative, and you have been recognized for the high quality of work that you do. You are a team player. So now it's time to continue to be that team player and move forward with teaching your team how to make it to a place where you can transition out and they transition in on a smooth and ongoing basis. And then when it comes to you, though, what you really need, well, anyway, that's going to give you a desired outcome, but have the patience and faith to know that you can't force it to happen. It just kind of has to flow into it. But as far
yeah.
as you need to ask yourself, you need to make a decision to take the time to really ask yourself as you transition through this, to ask yourself what brings you your most divine purpose, what makes you the happiest, and which way, what direction should you start traveling in on this journey to make that happen for yourself. So this is going to be kind of like you doing that kind of work on yourself right now over the next 2 years, so that when it is time for you to retire, you have transitioned your coworkers into being able to take over for you as
well. No, I don't have a regular regular work like that, though. You know, I've been totally semi-retired for years. Since 2011.
So you don't work with others. So you don't work
no,
with
I
others?
No, I work with others, but I work, you know, a little bit. That's what I'm saying, like totally
right.
retired.
Are they going to need to take over when you're
no
longer working?
I work a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I just work a little bit independently. So basically, I work just a little bit, and I'm like, I don't
sure
think I'm ready to totally retire. And like you said, I thought you
most
had a good
don't
point, though.
Most people don't.
No.
Most people buy when they retire. So, yeah, most people don't. But basically what I'm seeing is that you need to make a transition from what you're doing now into something that you more desire to do. It could be a playful
yeah
thing. It doesn't mean that it's out there to make money. It means it's out there to serve your purpose and for you to become the even greater, as you refer to yourself as gorgeous, the even greater gorgeous Lisa.
Yeah,
because
like I need
all,
a little bit more happy.
We all have room for growth. We all have room to move forward and to do better for ourselves. And so that's really what I'm seeing in this reading today, is just for you to kind of work on the more private divine purpose things and kind of transition out of what you're doing. It doesn't mean to cut yourself off cold turkey. And so that's what I see for you today. I'm glad I was able to get a few answers for you, and I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
Great. You're welcome, and thank you for calling us, Lisa. You have a good night. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 918 area code. 918. Well,
hello.
My machine is fine. Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Actually, I'm just musing because I have a guardian angel who is going to be leaving temporarily, and he's coming back, but I'm sad. And I just am, I suppose.
Yeah, hi, Karen. It's DC, honey. What I'm getting is, you know what, you are so filled with stress and you're overwhelmed with him leaving, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to know, like you said, he's coming back, and, you know, just keep that thought in your head, okay? I am getting to, you know, like you've got to let those feelings that you have within you, you've got to let them out. You've got to let them vent, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to honor yourself for the beautiful light that you have within you right now, Karen. Okay, it's really, you know, important to your health.
Right.
Okay? The anxiety that you're feeling right now, I feel overwhelmed with your anxiety. Okay? So you've got to get that, like, under control a little bit better.
Okay.
And then you're going to see, you know, that things aren't going to be feeling as bad. Okay? Okay. And, you know, you're getting in touch with your divine, you know, purpose and everything. And that's beautiful. So just, you know, work on yourself. Work on the divine path that you have. Okay? And, you know,
okay.
Explore some more spiritual, like, traditions and understandings. And, you know, open yourself up to new things that you hadn't before. It's what the angels are showing me, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
Really open up yourself spiritually. You know, you could talk to others, you know, about what they do spiritually, and you could read different articles, you know, connect with different groups, and as well, just, you know, when you're sitting quietly, the silence as well can be very healing, okay? And I'm getting, you know, make sure that you're giving yourself that beautiful love that you so deserve, Karen. Okay, self-love is very important because you're such a beautiful person. You care about others. It's just unbelievable how, you know, loving you are to others. So make sure that you love yourself too first, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, your guide that is leaving, your angel that is leaving, this is giving you a little bit more time for you to connect to the spiritual world. You need a little time away from him so that you could meditate and you can connect as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and please, above all, don't be so self-critical, Karen. You're an amazing woman, hon, okay? Mother Mary is with you, and she wants to help you heal those issues of worthiness, of love and self-esteem, hon, okay? Allow her to come in and really help you. She has a beautiful blanket, a blue blanket, and she wants you to wrap it around you, and she wants to hold you in her heavenly embrace, and you're going to feel love and you're going to feel peace. But at this time, you're asked, honey, to really be gentle with yourself, honor what you're feeling, honor your body, and, you know, allow Mother Mary to come in and help you to see yourself through the eyes of love, okay?
Okay.
Will she help you?
So this is a time to really nurture yourself and be gentle, okay? And it is also, Karen, this is a big time of rebirth with you.
Does Karen have
okay,
more than
so
one
just,
guardian?
Yeah, well, yes, but she's the one that is leaving, you know, the one she's talking about is leaving is very special to her. And this, you know, the angel is coming back. So you need a little space to grow, okay?
Right, okay.
So don't, that's a bad thing. Be at peace with this. And know, like, you are growing spiritually. Your gifts are increasing, you know, and, you know, trust what you're getting within. This is going to be a time where I see you on the fast track. You are going down that spiritual path faster than most, okay?
Right.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, I'm going to turn it over like to Ryan and Tylene, but I'm seeing the third eye in the crown chakra, and maybe Ryan could put something into that. Okay, honey? So hold on for additional messages, okay?
Okay. It was very active today. I could feel my crown chakra. It was tickling.
Uh-huh.
It was rotating.
Hey, Karen, how you doing? It's Ryan calling.
Hi. I just tried to get on earlier, and there was a political survey my husband wanted to take, so I had to let it through and then get back on. So that's why
okay.
It's so late.
No, it's okay. First of all, I want you to dry the tears underneath your eyes. Everything's okay. You
oh,
have
yeah.
a heart of gold. You have a heart of gold. Okay.
Thank you.
And you have a beautiful smile and big eyes your exploration into the spirit world is right where it needs to be. And don't worry about the spirit guide that left you. Sometimes they take a coffee break, okay? And I don't mean that facetiously, but sometimes they just say, you know what? I just have to walk away for a few minutes and come back. And that's all they're doing, okay? And sometimes I'm going to make this dumb analogy of the WWE or the Wrestling Federation. You know how they tag team wrestlers? Sometimes you are never alone, Karen. Sometimes a guide walks away and smacks the hand of the other guy who comes and says, okay, you have the next 50 years, I'm done. Or you have the next 10 years, I'm done.
He's going on a special quest after Valentine's Day. He'll be back a couple of weeks later, something like that, a little while later. Mm-hmm. So I know he'll be back. I just was feeling kind of sad because he's one of my favorites.
Well, he needs some Gatorade and a towel, okay? You know what I'm saying? He's on the football field. He's on the gridiron. He's like, ah, oh, that Karen, I need some Gatorade and a towel. Don't worry about it. His replacement that's coming. That was another bad analogy. But he just needs some time out. He needs to refresh himself, and a suitable replacement is going to come in. But basically, bottom line is, you need to just relax and stop unblocking yourselves, because you are opening up your mediumship abilities. Starting from your crown chakra, your seventh chakra, down to your sixth chakra, they're exploding, they're accelerating. Karen, by the end of this year, you'll probably be charging for your services for something. Okay, I don't know what that is right now, and you know it. That's not news to you. Okay.
Okay.
But just know, it's like I said earlier. Your guy's just taking your main guy's taking a coffee break. He's going to return. You have a substitute teacher in there for right now. He's not getting paid as much. No, I'm just kidding. sorry, that was a bad joke. Sorry. Karen, all will be well. Like DC said, just relax, drop your shoulders, relax yourself, and just know that all is well. The universe will take care of you. No one will let you down. The spirit will not let you down, okay? And with that, I'll pass to Eileen.
Okay. Thank you.
Woo! Thank you, Ryan. All right. What I have for you, Karen, is you don't have just one guardian angel. You don't have just two guardian angels. You have three or more guardian angels.
I have a bunch of them.
So don't be whining about one leaving, because guess what? Like you said, he has to go on a quest.
something DCE was alluding to, this extra energy that's going on last week and the week before, as I was too. And one of the things I'm telling you is, and said it a few weeks ago, things are changing. People are going to be needing more light workers. In order for your guardian angel to help guide you to move ahead further, he actually has to go and gain more tools to bring back for your toolbox. And so allow him, be honored that he is going to take the time to go and work with others in a greater light, and he is going to bring that light back into your realm. So just know this is a good thing, and it will benefit you. And yes, he will come back. Your other angels are going to be there for you. So there is absolutely no need to stress or worry. And in fact, they're going to help you grow in other ways, because you have been dependent on this one because he's your favorite. So you have not been paying attention to some of the lessons that your other angels want to share with you. So be open to the good. Be open to the goodness that this is going to bring you. Ryan told you, you are opening up more. You're going to go into more spiritual growth. Maybe by the end of the year, you're actually going to be able to start charging for your services. If you do not continue to grow ahead and further and greater, you're not going to reach that. And so I'm telling you, this is actually a really good thing, and you should be really honored that your angel was called upon to do these deeds for others. As I said, the energy all around us is changing. People are waking up further and further, but they absolutely do not know how to find directions, and it is up to us light workers to help them find those directions. Sometimes our angels need to go and gain more tools in order to, like I said, fill our toolboxes more full. But definitely, you need to not worry about this. You need to look at it in the positive light that it absolutely is, because the gifts that are going to return to you from this are going to be many-fold, not just twofold, but many-fold. So realize that this is a good thing. I also have a feeling that even though that angel will be gone on a quest, I have a feeling that they will drop in your dreams on occasion just to check in with you. So be reassured that they really, even though they're not in your immediate call upon for help that each day, they are still within your energy realm. Does that help?
Yes, it does a lot. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're welcome, Karen. And no worries. And we're angels, too, in spirit here on earth. And call upon us. It's nice of you to call here. Call again soon and share with us our energy, and we'll give you some light and love, too.
Oh, okay.
So angel blessing. And thanks for calling today, Karen.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is from the 928 area code, if I can push the button. 928, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 928, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Haley.
Haley, well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight, or would you just like a general reading?
Okay, I have, like, a passion for music, and I feel like I should pursue it. So I, want to know what you think.
All right, well, let's ask your angels how they feel about you and moving towards music activities and either career or passion.
DC?
Yes. Hi, Haley. This is DC. The angels think that, you know, that's a good idea, and you've got to stay grounded, and you've got to envision what you want, okay? Envision it and see it and feel it, okay? And then you're going to be able to move forward. You're going to be able to achieve your dreams. But again, like I told one of the callers, you've got to be, you know, more grounded And not take it like I feel like there's too much emotion around the question, okay? And I have a special message from your angels. They're saying, Haley, please, you know, stay mindful and stay in the moment, okay? Because I feel like when you're doing something, you're thinking about something else, honey, and you can really get hurt, okay? It's not going to be a major accident. Okay. It'll be a minor accident, but it's going to be a pain in the butt. So you've got to stay mindful, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And the angels are there, and they're saying, why aren't you asking us for assistance, honey?
What?
Your angels are asking you, why aren't you asking your angels for assistance? They're saying, enough is enough. We're here. We want to help you, Haley. Okay? So reach out to those beautiful angels. I have one angel coming, and she's stepping forward, the angel of talent, okay? I am getting that you are so talented, Haley, okay? You know, reach out to the angels. Let them help you, and let them, you know, help you to shine. You have such beautiful gifts that are meant to be expressed here, right here and right now, okay?
Okay.
So you have, like, you know, a certain mission, and the angels want to help you with this, okay? So don't, you know, don't be afraid. There's going to be so much there for you. You've just got to, you know, have a little bit more confidence in yourself, and you're going to see that you're going to be so fulfilled when you really step out there and, you know, show the world who you are. You're going to have a totally different outlook on life, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, you're asking us questions, and you're soon going to hear those answers from within, Haley. The answers are going to, and this is a time, honey, that you've got to be creative, you've got to express yourself, and when you do, I hear the word success around you. And to start this off, you've got to get in touch with little Haley, your inner child, okay? Do something that you did when you were younger. Think of something that was fun, you know, when you were a young little girl. And invite that little girl within you to come out and play, and it's really going to help you, hon, okay? So you're going to have, you know, the success that you desire when the time is right. And to start, you know, you've got to get in touch with your creative side, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Ryan and Eileen, honey. God bless you, and good luck, honey.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, DC. Ryan, what do you have for?
Yeah, hi. Is this Haley or Kayleen?
Kaylee.
Okay, Kaylee. Okay. Hey, Kaylee. This is Ryan. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, the first thing I'm going to ask, I would recommend that you do, is get yourself an attunement. Okay, from a Reiki standpoint, I only know one language. That's English. I can't even speak it right now. Your first through third chakras are a little they're a little misaligned. In other words, what I mean to say is that from a music standpoint, I'm picking up is that you're second guessing yourself. You're not trusting yourself. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I have bad earbuds here. I'm sorry. Believe in yourself, Kaylee. And stop second guessing yourself. You're a beautiful person. You're a beautiful singer, and trust in yourself and trust in the creativity of yourself. And so, have you had an attunement from a Reiki standpoint?
Have I what?
Have you had an attunement on your chakras? Have you got your chakras all balanced and aligned?
Ryan, she probably doesn't understand what an attunement is. That's usually taught during a Reiki class.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Let me back up a little bit here.
Give me that phone.
Let me back up a little bit here. I'm sorry. So basically, Kaylee, what I need you to do is trust in yourself and your abilities, okay? From the creativity and the trust and the wisdom standpoint, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, and that's what I have.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Kaylee, I think what Ryan's referring to is, sometimes we can, because I do understand what he's saying, and I kind of agree. Sometimes we feel out of balance. And so there's different ways of getting into balance. And what Ryan's referring to is Reiki is an energy form that's done. It's a hands. It's energy is sent through the hands from divine spirit. And when you get an attunement, or actually for you, moreover, a Reiki treatment, what happens is when our body is out of sorts. It is, not in a good place. It is at dis-ease. And a Reiki attunement will bring your body at ease. It will bring it to a place of centered focusness and balance, and it will allow all those chakras to align. So I hope that's what Ryan was referring to. I think it is. So, taking a Reiki class, going on a meetup and finding if there's a possible Reiki share that you could join in. Many Reiki practitioners have a Reiki share that they'll do once a month, and you can join in for a nominal fee, like, $5 or something like that. And there'll be several Reiki masters in the room, or Reiki different levels in the room. And then you're allowed, to help balance each other out. It's kind of a shared thing where you balance each other's energies out. Now, I'm hoping that's kind of more what Ryan meant. So, because I was feeling what he was saying was very true. I just think you were confused as to how he was phrasing it. And so I hope that helps.
I apologize for that.
Yeah. I hope that cleared, kind of was more what you meant, because I was feeling that too, Ryan, so I kind of got what you meant there. To have an attunement or a Reiki session. But with that said, I asked if you should pursue music, and I definitely got a yes. And really, this is going to be a matter of you falling in love with the idea, allowing your own spiritual growth to enhance who you are in that. Do you write music also?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's part of what I'm seeing you need to spend a little more time on. And part of that is allowing your inner self to come out and shine. It's, by taking your time to do that writing and allow your passion and feelings to come out in those words is what's going to actually bring you your desired outcome. It's going to make that occur. So be fair with yourself. Do what you know is right, and go ahead and stand up for your beliefs. It does take a matter of every person to make the world go round. We don't all do the same thing. We don't all want the same thing. And so one person might be telling you, oh, well, how can you make a career at that? But look at how many people make a career at music. Well, if it's truly your passion, it's going to flow out of you in joy, grace, love, ease, all of that. And so it's just a matter of allowing yourself to feel that, to feel happy about it. Think of it every day. Every time you're writing, think of how happy and grateful I am that I actually get to sit down and do this, that I get to put my thoughts on paper, and someday those thoughts are going to go to music, and it's going to be shared with many people around the world. Even if it's only one other person, it affects and makes a difference for you personally, have made a difference in someone's life. And isn't that most of us, for our purpose, is to make a difference in other people?
people's lives. We're definitely not here just to be special for ourselves. We're definitely, we're social people. We're here to make a difference for others. You have that ability in your writing. And to put that into music, that, you know, I really don't know anybody who doesn't like some type of music in some way. And so that's definitely a gift that you have that you should pursue. And so I'm getting a definite yes that you should do that. With that said, I also am seeing that you are a very sensitive, which a lot of artists are. You're also a light worker, just as DC is, as Ryan is, as myself. So make sure that you allow that light to shine from you, whether it be through your music, whether it be through your voice, whether it be through the eyes of your soul looking at each other, and looking at other people and being able to help support their cause or their grief to bring them to a higher plane so that they can shine too. Because that's what music does, is it clears out, you know, things that aren't serving us and allows us to move to a higher plane where we feel better. And when we feel better, we're allowed to share that with others. I think you need to allow yourself, know that you are a beautiful, amazing, passionate person. Do not ever think of yourself as not being good enough, because I'll tell you, we were all made in divine purpose, and you are good enough, and you are meant to do this work. So please, don't hide yourself. Let yourself shine. You are a light worker. I hope that helps you, Kaylee, because that's what I have for you today.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kaylee, call us in again and let us know how things are going for you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling today. Angel blessings. All right. Well, Ryan in D.C., that actually brings us to the end of another show. We've only got a couple minutes left. And so I want to thank you both for coming here and sharing your beautiful light and energy with me and all of our guests today. We've been doing a phenomenal job together, the three of us, and I really love that. DC and I do believe that that three or more are gathered. There is a lot of healing energy that goes on. And here on Angel Antics, you have three Reiki masters coming together to send you light, love, and healing. DC, I love you so much. I am so honored to be here with you. Ryan,
thank you.
Ryan, I love you too. I am honored to have gotten to share your energy today.
Thank
you
both. And I'd like to say that we have the Angel of Miracles coming in really fast. And this beautiful angel is telling each of us, expect a miracle. Okay? There's no limit to the miracles that can flow into your life. But you've got to be open to receiving. And you've got to know that you're worthy of receiving these miracles, each of us.
Yes.
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 I completely agree. Beautiful. And Ryan, would you like to say something in closing to our guests?
I would just like to extend my love, appreciation, and gratitude for all the callers who called in, and to thank Eileen and DC Love for having me on as a guest host again. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to do these my little spot readings and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just. Thank you so much. I love you guys. With much love and appreciation and gratitude. Thank you again.
Thank you,
Ryan.
We love
you too.
Everyone. Good night. Love you.
Love you too. Good night, everyone.
Love you guys. Good night.